Sports Central.
Tennis. Massive night of tennis on the way. Brett Phillips and Jelena Dokic to join and to head up our team tonight of the big match between Serena and Venus Williams. Nicole Bradke, former tennis player and coach these days, is on the line. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good. What have you thought of the Australian Open right up until this point?
Well, up to this point, it's really the oldies that have sort of set the TV alight in the past few weeks. So, look, it's a wonderful story on both sides, on the female and the male side of the draw. And I think that that's probably been the most exciting a story of the couple of the weeks.
The game tonight, I mean, I think everyone had Serena in the final unless something dramatic happened. But Venus has been the real surprise packet.
Oh, look, certainly there. It's coming into the first Grand Slam of the year. There's a lot of unknowns. A lot of the players have pretty much had December off from playing. They just, what they have is their training block. So they really haven't been playing matches under match conditions. So they come into Brisbane or they're playing Hotman Cup and then they come into Sydney. So, like, Serena has come in with not a lot of matches underneath her belt. So for me, she's played, you know, great tennis, but hasn't played a lot of matches. So that's been great. It's obviously been great for her physically as well. And Venus, you know, she's just been playing terrific tennis. The old head prevails.
As much as we got the oldies, and I guess I say that sort of almost facetiously, yeah. A 36 and a 35-year-old is not exactly ancient by any stretch of the imagination. But the young talent that's emerged on the women's side of this competition, Coco Vandeweghe is one that immediately comes to mind. We've got some real talent bubbling through that we might see really make a mark in 2017.
Yeah, look, I mean, gone are the days where the real young ones come on. I'm talking about someone like Martina Hingis, who really made a statement early in her career. I mean, Belinda Bencic was another one, but then she had to play Serena first round. So there hasn't been, they've been developing a lot later, and that is obviously due to the amount of tournaments that they can certainly play depending on their age. So that's the why the older ones are coming through a little bit more. And, you know, Coco Vandeweghe, really, really big game. And when you're finding these girls that have big games, it takes them a little while to find out or to get their range and to get their consistency in their game.
And I think that we underestimate sometimes. We just think of the physical prowess and the age and all that sometimes. I think we underestimate sometimes the just tennis smarts and where that can get you in a tournament.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's like learning a trade. You have to learn it bit by bit and play. You know, these young players come on the scene and no one really knows a lot about them, and so that they've really got nothing to lose. And then they might have a great year, but then the next year you really find out if they're really going to make their mark, because, you know, they've got to defend at tournaments, and then players, you know, get their scouts and they figure out how they're going to beat them. So it's a real learning process, and that's, I think, why that a lot of, I guess, the older have started to come through a little bit better in this Grand Slam.
Lucic Baroni is probably the other one that immediately comes into your mind when you think about, you know, someone who's been through just obviously to hell and back and in many ways, but has really come out and really shone in this tournament.
Yeah, and look, I mean, all these girls are really, really good ball strikers. They hit the ball really well, so it's just, you know, if they're physically fit and, you know, they've been fortunate enough that it hasn't been really too hot, so it hasn't really taken a toll on their bodies throughout this Open. But you know what, they're all great stories, and it's a terrific one for the Australian Open.
It's always interesting, too, to see that just that little, I don't know what percentage you'd put on it, but a Grand Slam has that little bit of extra pressure that you can watch, you know, other tournaments during the year that aren't Grand Slam ones. But when you watch the Grand Slam, you can see that it's just maybe 10 or 20% extra sort of pressure on every single player.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, for a number of reasons, it's their, you know, big points to win, so you can move your ranking up. Obviously, the money is fantastic, so everyone's wanting to get through to pick up the big bucks. And the likes of Serena, you know, it's been a long time since Venus won a Grand Slam singles title, but, you know, obviously Serena, you know, is equal with Steffi Graf, and if she wins, she just goes ahead, but then she's still a couple of behind Margaret Court. So as much as she doesn't want to say that, and she's probably not thinking about it a lot, it's just another thing that she's ticked off her box that she's working towards.
Yeah, could you possibly see Venus actually winning this tonight?
Oh, look, if you're breaking down the games of the two women, Serena certainly has a better serve, so therefore she's going to get a lot more free points and it's not going to crack so much under pressure. Both Serena's forehand is certainly better than Venus's forehand. Backhands are similar. And then you play into part, there's nerves. There's got to be nerves, obviously, playing your sister. They haven't played in an awfully long time. So whilst today they would have prepared like they have for every other match, it has been a while since they have actually played. But looking on paper and in recent, times, you'd certainly say that Serena would be going in with the definitely side edge.
Probably surprising to see that the tournament numbers between the two of them, that Serena only leads at 16-11. I mean, with the amount of Grand Slam she's won in comparison to Venus, you would have thought that number would have been much more heavily weighed in her favour.
Yeah, you certainly. And I mean, it's been, if we can say, it's been a little bit of a drought for Serena in recent times, whether it be for injuries. But a lot of the girls now, I think it gets to a point too that her invincibility is not so great, and the girls, when she was earlier on in career and she was having that really great run of winning lots, she was just so imposing, and a little of the girls get their confidence up and that they can believe that they can beat her now. So because they've seen, obviously Sam Stosur at the US Open and then obviously Kerber last year and things like that. So I mean, they are winnable, but she's obviously playing very well in these couple of weeks.
Yeah, you'd have to have your money on Serena, I would have thought. What about the men's? Couldn't have scripted this one if you're a Hollywood script writer. No one had this one down. No one in the world had this one. Not even Roger or Rafa had their names down for the final for this one.
No one. I think it's certainly going to be the last time that we see both the men and the women, the Williams sisters in a final, and then obviously Nadal and Federer in the final. So, and Federer hadn't played for 6 months, having time off. So he's come in all guns blazing. He's just been playing great tennis, although I would have to say that the semi against Stan wasn't a great match compared to Nadal's semi-final against Dimitrov. And then you've got to say, okay, well, is Nadal, because he has a day less to prepare, is he okay? But then he's 5 years younger than Federer. So it's just going to be a great spectacle to watch, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be, the crowd are going to be going off their tree, I reckon, with both these games tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, and look, they've played each other so often, and yet they know their games in and out, and it's just who brings their A game onto the night. That they know that their tactics, they know that they what have got to do. But it's just that they haven't both been in a final, a Grand Slam final for a while. That does their nerves? Which one holds their nerves the most? Because no matter how many they've won, you still get nervous no matter what you do. So it'll be perfect conditions. So it's going to be a fabulous 2 nights of tennis.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. You've picked Serena to win the women's. Who do you pick to win the men's, Nicole?
I think Rafa's going to win. Look, if Nadal has any hope, if Federer has any hope, that he really has to win the first couple of sets, and he's got to shorten the points. He's got to, use his slice backhand, come in, and he's got to really not have too many long points out there, because if he gets caught into those too many long rallies, I think that's just going to be eating into Nadal's hands.
All right, we'll see how that plays out. Thank you very much for your time again. As always, we appreciate it.
My pleasure, Kevin.
Nicole Bradke joining us there, former Australian tennis player. And, of course, her thoughts on the big one tonight, Brett Phillips and Yelena Dokic to head our team for Serena Williams and Venus Williams. And then full coverage tomorrow night again of the men's final between Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal from 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So looking forward to that.